You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On Wednesday, the 29th of June, Cardiff City Hall will once again host the Minority Ethnic Communities Health Fair. I'm joined now by Rune Adam, Advice Service Manager for Race Equality First and Chair of the MEC Health Fair. Rune, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about what visitors to the health fair can expect?
On the day of the event, we will have the First Minister of Wales with the opening remarks of the event. The event itself will start from 10 till 3 o'clock. We have extended the event this year as well. It used to be 10 till 2, but we have so many interest from organizations who would like to attend the event. Therefore, we extended it till 3 o'clock. We have many organizations who will be delivering workshops and will have stands with lots of information on a day. We will have stalls about to provide information about the mental health, basic life skills, hearing loss, bowel cancer screening, sight loss, and many, many more.
And what will be on offer for blind and partially sighted visitors to the health fair?
So we will have Sight Cymru, obviously, will be there on the day providing a lot of information. We'll also have Diabetic Eye Screening Wales will be there. We will have information on low vision screening from Low Vision Screening Wales. It's a Welsh government initiative where people with sight loss can loan magnifies and lamps to support them around the home. Great free service in Wales available in all opticians, and not many people know about. We will have more information about that on the day.
And you mentioned the First Minister Mark Drakeford will be at the event. Is it something that in the past the Welsh Government has been in support of?
Oh, yes. For many, many years, we had the support of the Welsh Government, particularly the First Minister. And we had, in the past, we had the Health Minister, Mr. Vaughan Gethin, as well, attending opening or closing the event.
And what are some of the healthcare issues that are currently facing and impacting minority ethnic communities in Wales?
People from minority ethnic communities are particularly welcome to come to the event because they can experience higher levels of ill health, especially relating to issues such as diabetes, eye disease and certain cancers. The purpose of the health fair is to support individuals from different ethnic backgrounds to become more aware of their own health needs and to enable health providers to improve their understanding of the community and to engage with some of these groups who some professionals say hard to reach, but we really don't agree that they are hard to reach, that you just need to put more effort on reaching them and providing more information in different languages or using interpreters or engage with other organizations, which is the health fair will be the opportunity for them to engage with organizations who work on the ground with black and ethnic minority communities in Wales.
And do you find that the health fair is a good way to engage with those communities, that sort of face-to-face interaction?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously, we missed the face-to-face interaction the last couple of years. And the health fair in the past was always an opportunity for organisations and the communities as well to engage with one another and to know more about the information out there for them. Previously, in the past, we will have on the day of the event between 300 to 500 people coming from the communities coming to the health fair. And we have many, many organizations engaging with us. Like we have over 40 organizations booked to come on that event next week. And we have many, many that we couldn't cater for because we didn't have the space to have everyone.
The theme this year is Healthy Futures. What does Race Equality First hope that a healthy future looks like in Cardiff?
We hope that we will encourage and empower these communities to seek more information about different health issues that they might be sometimes maybe worried about or don't know where to go or who to ask. Particularly nowadays as well, engaging or contacting their GP is becoming very difficult at the moment. Some of them don't know how to follow the correct procedure of contacting a doctor. A lot of hurdles that might hinder some people for asking for help.
How can people take part in the events? Do they need to buy tickets or to book online?
The event is open for all. Everyone could come on a day. We'll start from 10 till 3. We have so many workshops and focus groups and activities on a day for people to take part. And we'll have, as well as that, we encouraging a lot of people to come earlier as well. From the start of the event, we giving away 100 goodie bags with a lot of freebies and a lot of information about the day for the first 100 people. We would like to thank all the organisations that have worked together to ensure we can hold this important event, such as Cardiff and Vale, the Health Board, Cardiff Council, C3SC, COS, Diabetes UK, Cymru, Diabetes Cymru, the Hindu Council of Wales, Muslim Doctors Cymru, Race Equality First, obviously, and Site Cymru, The Mentoring and Women Connect First, and many, many more organisations who has sponsored the event, including the Open University, and many departments in the Health Board.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you the very best of luck with the event. And Rune Adam, Advice Service Manager for Race Equality First and Chair of the MEC Health Fair, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.